So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Happy trails.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all of your trails are happy. Until we talk again later with Community Conversation on the Morning Show. Right now, WRCO-FM in Richland Center, it is 13 degrees at 9 o'clock. News this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
This is a special report from ABC News, celebrating Jimmy Carter. I'm Sherry Preston. Leaving the Capitol. The casket holding the remains of former President Jimmy Carter being moved from the Rotunda to the National Cathedral in Washington. ABC's Terry Moran is there with more on the state funeral, which begins shortly.
The nation will pay a final formal farewell to Jimmy Carter with the high honors and solemn ceremony of a state funeral here at the National Cathedral. It's the culmination of more than a week of tributes to our 39th president, a man who came out of a small town in Georgia and spent nearly his entire adult life in service to his country and the wider world. All five of the nation's living presidents will be here today. That's a rare gathering, politics put aside for a moment.
President Biden will be delivering one of the eulogies. Former President Jimmy Carter will be buried in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. He heads back there later today. This is ABC News. Hit the hardest. Could have been a devastating strike. Longshoremen at ports up and down the East and Gulf Coast threatening to walk out in less than a week. But now ABC's Christiane Cordero says there is a deal in place.
The deal between port operators and the Longshoremen's Union overcomes a major sticking point, the introduction of automated cargo moving machinery. The tentative deal includes a compromise that allows the ports to modernize shipyards with new equipment as long as jobs are added alongside that technology.
The proposal now goes to union members for a vote. The Federal Reserve may be looking to slow down interest rate cuts. The minutes from its last meeting indicate officials are concerned about inflation and questions about the effects of tariffs promised by President-elect Donald Trump. You can call President Biden great-grandpa now. His granddaughter, Naomi Biden Neal, giving birth to a little boy. It's believed Biden is the first person to become a great-grandfather while serving in the White House. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high temp today in the upper 20s, so a bit warmer today. A 50% chance of scattered light snow showers by late evening, mainly just a dusting possible, and a low of 18. Friday clouds mix with breaks of sunshine and a high of 28. Saturday 25 with light snow likely very late. And Sunday cloudy with intermittent light snow, 1 or 2 inches possible through late Sunday night, a high of 31. Right now in Richland Center, west winds are at 4 miles per hour. It is 14 degrees.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with 4 shrimp after you've already given away 3. But that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Author Karen Hodges Miller is joining us on WRCO Radio. We're talking about the book Hibiscus Strong and kind of looking over your family history. It's a very fascinating subject, Karen. And I guess, how did you first get the idea that you wanted to do this?
Well, people are surprised, but I basically say I planned to write this book my entire life. Literally, when I was 8 years old, I wrote in my diary that I was going to write a book about my family. And then it took me another 50 years to do it. but I started, the book is written as a lot of interconnected short stories. And the first short story I actually wrote was for a high school assignment. So, yes, so it's been in the works a little bit.
So the high school assignment is a part of the book then?
The story that I started as the high school assignment is in the book. It got, you know, it changed and improved from my high school writing style. But yes, it is there.
Give us the insight into the title, Hibiscus Strong.
Okay. Well, I am from Miami, Florida. And I am someone very unusual. I am a third-generation Miamian, and there are not a lot of us around, particularly at the age I am, because Miami's a very young city. It's only about 125 years old right now. And my family was all from Miami, and Florida just seems to grow very quirky characters. And as I was thinking about writing the book, and I was thinking about steel magnolias, but magnolias are kind of a bland, white, pale flower, and no one in Miami would ever claim to be bland or pale. And so I thought about hibiscus, and you know, I explained that we are my family say the women in my family are kind of like hibiscus. We are strong and ready for anything. And you always, if you grow up in Florida, you always have to be ready for the alligator at your front door, whether it's a real one or a metaphorical one.
Uh-huh. So, some different challenges than here in Wisconsin, in other words.
Yeah, but we don't do snow. Yeah. We're like, alligators, no problem. Yes. Snow, don't give us a plague.
A problem, yeah, exactly. Well, while you were digging, you found some interesting things, some footnotes about your family history. Could you tell us about some of those?
Well, you know, that almost, when you say that, it almost makes my mind go blank, of course. But some of the things is, and some of these were stories that my family told. But my great-grandfather was the engineer who drove the first train into Miami and the first train into Key West. And he also had a story that he told the family. He was an engineer on the train when during a hurricane. And he swore that the wind blew so hard that the train actually blew backward down the tracks. And so I talk a little bit about that, and I am not sure I really believe the train blew backward down the tracks. But that is the way the story was always told in my family. So, yes.
And you had a grandfather that was a plumber, is that correct?
Yes. My grandfather was the plumber, and he happened to have been the plumber for Al Capone. And Al Capone had his summer house on one of the islands out in Biscayne Bay. And Star Island, I think it was. And my grandfather would always say he never met Al Capone. He only dealt with Mrs. Capone, and Mrs. Capone was always very polite and always paid in cash.
Oh, interesting.
So yes, he actually enjoyed working for them because it was always cash.
Oh, I'm sure of that. you know, what were some of the tools you used to go back and find some of these things? Because they're not all written down.
Well, you know, first I'll say, again, my family are storytellers. We've always told stories. So a lot of this I would hear from at family parties and things. But then I decided to write it, and I would think about something, and I would realize I only had part of the information, or I couldn't remember exactly when something took place. And so I started using Ancestry.com, which is wonderful. If anyone is going to look up their family or write their about their family, I definitely suggest it, not just for the basics of, you know, when somebody was born and when they died. You can find all sorts of little tidbits that people have put on it. And, for example, and this is one I just found, and I'm still researching to this day, but something I just found on it was one of my great-grandmothers was arrested, basically living with someone who she was not married to. And I'm researching that and finding out more about it. And I'm starting to think there could be a book two here.
Awesome.
So, yeah, what was that all about? I've got to find out more. But I would suggest that everyone, number one, when you have your relatives, and we just passed Thanksgiving, but if you see your relatives at Christmas, start asking them their stories. Collect the stories, and then just keep researching. Ancestry.com. Newspapers.com is another one, and I was described as having the obsessive compulsive subscription to newspapers.com. It has newspapers literally from around the world Some go back a couple of hundred years, and it is a great place. The only thing I will tell you is if you have a common name like Miller, it can be a little more difficult. The part of my family with the more unusual name, Sawija, was much more easy to research than the Miller, Hodges, Rogers portion of it, because there's so many Millers in this world.
I bet. So one of the most important things is to kind of get that family tree established then, in other words, right?
Start with the family tree and then go to the hints on the family tree and look at things and take the time to read what other people have put on, and take some of it with a grain of salt, because, you know, one family puts something up and it gets there, and not necessarily, you know, they have a chance to put their own stories on that are possibly true and possibly not. But, yes, and then there's another site called Fold3, fold3.com, and that is for military history. And I did a lot there. And interestingly enough, I was given that site by an author friend who has done some Civil War biographies. And what I've learned is, if you're researching the Revolution or the Civil War, Fold 3 is actually better than for World War II, because there was a large fire at a warehouse where, back when documents were all paper, where a lot of the World War II documents were stored. And so a lot of World War II documents about people are just not available. But still, you go on and you see what you can find. And it's truly, yeah, I can just, if I have 15 minutes, I can go on Ancestry and start looking somebody up and always find something fun.
Well, what's interesting is somebody listening today might say, well, I don't have any interesting stories. You know, my grandfather wasn't a plumber for Al Capone or anything like that, but I guess we never know till we start looking, do we?
Well, you don't have to, but my family always said nothing, you know, there's nothing interesting. In fact, you know, my mother's comment always about the fact that my grandfather, great-grandfather, had driven the train into Miami, the first train into Miami, was too bad he wasn't Flagler, the tycoon who owned the train. It was like, yeah, you know, no, nobody in my family did anything important. They didn't do anything famous. They were just average people. But it's not about doing something important. I think it's just about having a sense of the story and turning something into a story in the way that we talk when we are at the dining table.
You could find out some things that you don't really want to know, too, couldn't you?
Well, yes. Like I said, you know, I've got some great-great-grandparent who apparently was living unmarried with someone, and I'm still, like I say, I'm still trying to find that one out. Yeah, I do think that you will find things out that maybe you don't want to. I you know, my family's from the South. A lot of them lived in Georgia. If it's going to bother you, if you want to find out that your family owned slaves and you're from Georgia, don't be surprised. Yeah, that's not particularly acceptable today. But I also had family that fought on for the North in the Civil War. So I've got all sides. And yeah, there's always things you might not want to find out. I found out one uncle was divorced. He had been married to a showgirl in the 20s in Chicago, which was never mentioned. That was one of those stories that never got mentioned at family dinner. So yeah, there's always things that you learn, and hey, you know, if it happened to someone who's alive today, it's embarrassing. If it happened to a great grandparent or earlier, it's a fun story.
Sure. I know. I read in your notes that you were scared to show it to your sister. What happened?
I always swore I would never. I would never write this book until I was the last man standing in the family. And I got convinced that I should start writing these stories. And I was terrified to show my sister because she and I are the last ones who remember these people and these things. And I was sure that she would remember things differently, I think I shouldn't have said certain things. And she loved it. She thinks it's wonderful. She's giving it to people, although there are some people she won't give it to because she says she doesn't want them to see, like, a picture of herself as a child. But we had a great time laughing about some of the stories. And then she's reminded me of other stories that I had totally forgotten. And that's the thing. Each of us, you know, my sister and I are very close in age. We were at all the same family gatherings and same events. But what each person in your family picks out as important and remembers is different. And they each see it from their own view. So even if you think that you're the one, you know this story, you know it back and forth, someone else will have a different view of it and maybe see it in a different light.
Who is the bathing beauty on the cover of the book?
That is my grandmother. And the thing about that, and if you turn inside, the front page is the original black and white. The funniest thing about that is she hated that picture. She always hid it away, and we kept her several times from destroying it. But she was in a beauty contest in Miss Miami in 1922, and she won Miss Photogenic, and she was not given any money for it, but because she won this contest, she got to do a lot of photographs for advertising for Miami. And this was one photograph that she had kept, and then I gave it to a graphic artist who turned it into something incredible for the front cover of the book.
Fascinating stuff. Do you teach memoir writing, you know, on a continual basis?
Yes, I do. I teach writing of all kinds, and memoir is just, I have worked with a lot of people over the years who are doing memoir, and the first thing I would say people need to realize is they think about memoir as just sitting down and telling the story of when they were a child, but a lot of different books that we write have some aspect of memoir in them. Even if you're, say, writing a business book, you're going to be telling stories of how you were successful in business, which is essentially part of memoir. So unless you're, you know, writing some fantasy from another world, you probably have a little bit of memoir in whatever you are writing. Well, and I like to make sure people understand that.
How can people get a hold of you, Karen, if they would like to contact you?
Okay, well, there are several ways. The easiest one is my email, khmiller10@gmail.com. That can always get me. They can find out about Hibiscus Strong at hibiscusstrong.com. And obviously go to the website and on Amazon. Go to Amazon and look up Hibiscus Strong. And my company name is Open Door Publications. So opendoorpublications.com will get you to my website. So I have lots of ways you can find me.
After Hibiscus Strong, is there another book coming out?
Well, I was having problems with that, thinking, well, I've told all the stories. What else is there to do? But I'm starting to decide that I do have more stories. It's not fully formed in my head yet, but there will be some more stories about my family, yes.
It's interesting. And I think, you know, all of us probably have a book in them about our family history, don't we?
Yes. And like I say, you don't have to have done something interesting, and you don't have to have done something dramatic. And I work with a lot of people who had something traumatic in their past that they want to write about. And I would say you don't have to have anything particularly traumatic either. Just think about your family and start writing and start, before you start writing, start talking to your family.
I think the other thing is there are so many stories about our families, just how they persevered. And you talk about the Great Depression, how our ancestors came through that and survived. That'd be a good place to start, I'm sure, wouldn't it?
Well, and not just the Great Depression, you know, a lot of different stories. And we keep, over Thanksgiving, we kept hearing about how it was going to be such a rough Thanksgiving with families if they talked about politics. Well, when it gets, instead of talking about current events, ask each person to tell a story from their childhood, no matter when it was, and ask them each to tell a story about their own childhood and then about the oldest family member that they remember. And I think you'll be amazed at the story that you'll hear. I think it could be make something really enjoyable for a holiday dinner.
I think so, too. And I think about the younger generation. I've said this before on the air that I think storytelling is kind of a lost art. We need to kind of bring that back, don't we?
Yes. And whenever my sister and I came home, you know, let's say we'd gone camping with the Girl Scouts, and we lived with my mother and my grandmother and my grandfather, and they would all be sitting at the table, and they would say, tell us everything that happened. Tell it to us blow by blow. And that meant that we were supposed to tell from the moment we got in the car to the moment we got back out of the car in every little detail. That was how I was raised. You were to tell everybody at the dinner table everything that had happened during your day or whatever event that you had just come to. So that's how I learned to be a storyteller.
Good start. The book is Hibiscus Strong. Karen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Karen Hodges-Miller joining us at WRCO as we talk about writing our own family memoirs. Maybe that's a good New Year's resolution for you.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. You know, we got the best books. You know, we got the best wine. You know, we have the best records in probably Southwest Wisconsin, and they're the best curated records, and I mean curated. We have the best records, and they're going out to the best homes. You should come by. Come by Saturday when we have two gents here nerding it out over the records. Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Every day there's something new.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You've decided it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. A new garage, post-frame shed, or steel roofing. But where to start? We have your answer. All American Do It Center is a one-stop shop for building materials, including metal panels. From All American Steel, you'll save money by ordering directly through the manufacturer at All American. Our team has you covered from project design to delivery of all the materials you'll need right at the job site. Get your project started today and contact the design team at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at Compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at Compeer.com.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Joining us on the morning show, Michelle Reinen from the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, as we talk about some January notes. First of all, this is a time of year, Michelle, when lots of folks are looking at winter and spring vacations and travel plans. And again, you need to beware, don't you?
Exactly. We want people to use those best practices and keep them in mind when booking flights, lodging, and other travel plans. You might not be traveling yet, but you are looking ahead and making those reservations. So now's the time to be wary of vacation lodging scams. You know, these can be found on apps, social media, and other platforms that allow owners to rent out their houses and other lodging properties directly to consumers. And sometimes the property may not exist at all, so we need consumers to be cautious. Other times, the promotional photos can be misleading, leaving the consumer with poor quality lodging compared to what they believed they were going to be paying for.
I know that a lot of folks, you shop around for bargains. We're all good at that. Sometimes it might be too good to be true, though, right?
Exactly. Keep that in mind. Make that the basis for the new year. Perform an internet search for the property's name and address before you book, no matter the price that you have and no matter where you found that accommodation. And then try combining that word search with things like review, scam, complaint, and see if anything concerning is returned. That's just one step in doing your research. And then the other is, if you are using a platform you're not accustomed to and don't have a lot of great experience with, if you are asked to move your conversation off of that platform and away from that platform, don't do it. Let that be a red flag for you. If you found a property on an app, contact the host only through the app, not through social media or text messages, because that's a sign of things not being guaranteed by the app's policies that the property may fall under. And of course, with all things, be cautious if you're asked to pay with cash, cryptocurrency, gift cards, wire transfer, or some other form of payment that's not reversible. Use that credit card to have the most security with that transaction that you can, and something that's traceable and disputable.
What are some other red flags that you can think of, Michelle?
Well, you want to make sure that you obtain written records of any cancellation policy or any statements that they make. And if those can't be provided to you in writing, that needs to also be a concern. And understand what exactly is being reserved. Are you guaranteed a specific accommodation, or is it not really a specific room being held for you? Is it a booking, a service, or attraction? Are there additional terms and conditions that you need to look at? And then if you're taking a flight, there's a whole other group of things that you can research and look at. And I'm going to say this first. Be sure that you take a look at the U.S. federal DOT rules that protect passengers across the board, and you can learn more at transportation.gov/airconsumer, because there are all sorts of rights that consumers have with airlines, and that's, you could be offered refunds for canceled or significantly delayed flights, the locate lost luggage and repair, reimburse any damage to luggage that's in their possession. Airlines must compensate passengers for reasonable and verifiable incidental expenses. So you want to know and understand those. So if you run into a situation where you are delayed, you can assert those rights with those airlines.
I know that you know, it's a must if you're going to go across the country to fly quickly, but sometimes the whole thought of it makes me tired, Michelle.
It can. Sometimes it can just be, what, smooth as silk? Is that how they say it?
Yes.
Other times there can be bumps in the road, and sometimes it can just be massive delays, and some are weather, and we just can't control that. And other can be airline confusion and issues that they are having with their own technology and things. And patience is going to be the key, communication and documentation to navigate that space.
You want to check in advance if you're flying somewhere, too, probably, several days out to make sure everything's still going, right?
Yes, that is a wonderful suggestion. Check days out, check day of. But don't be fooled. You know, if your flight's scheduled and they say delayed and so you stay at home, you know, that can turn around at the same time because you don't know what the delay is. If it's not weather, if it's a crew and they find a crew, that delay can change quickly. So you do need to be sure that you are where you need to be, when you need to be there, and able to pivot and navigate according to all the changes that can happen.
For certain reasons, they may not give you back your refund or switch it to another flight then, right, if they don't have to?
Yeah, that could be a situation. And again, that's where it's really important to know your rights and be sure you document, put things in writing to the airline. And of course, you can file a complaint here at DADCAP if you're not getting a response from the airline and you think that you should be entitled to a consumer right that they aren't. And we'll help you get that written response and see if it's compliant with those federal rules that they have in place. And we'll work with the U.S. Department of Transportation on that.
Another topic you wanted to hit on this week is the law enforcement impersonators. You've seen an uptick on that recently, I understand.
We have scammers who are impersonating law enforcement agencies and officials, and they're doing that through phone, through text message, through email. The scams are attempting to take different forms and targeting different people from all sorts of locations across the state. It's not one target area. But there are similarities, and what that is that the scam usually begins as a phone call that appears to come from a local law enforcement agency like the local police department or sheriff's office, and they're using caller ID manipulation. They are spoofing that phone number so it looks like it is coming from that local police department and sheriff's office. And once that scammer has the consumer on the line, they're making threats, and those do vary. They can say that you failed to appear for jury duty, that there's a warrant out for your arrest, that they owe you or that you owe them unpaid fines. And some even say that they're conducting an investigation on fraudulent PPP loans from the COVID times. So lots of different threats that can apply both to consumers at their residence, and professionals are being contacted at their places of work with these scams.
So some things to keep in mind, law enforcement probably is not going to ask for money, are they?
No, they're never going to demand cash, gift cards, cryptocurrency, or any form of immediate payment. You may have a fine or a fee that needs to be paid, but they aren't going to demand that happen during that phone call. And then remember, don't trust that caller ID. They are using that caller ID to lend legitimacy to their scam. And of course, scammers threaten you because they want you to comply without questioning their identity or motives. But before you comply, please pause. Ask yourself questions. Consider talking to someone you trust about the situation, especially when the individual says you need to keep it a secret. That needs to be a red flag.
We've had a caller ID here the last couple of weeks, and it's a very prominent publication. And you pick it up and you hear the typical click in the background, and you know there's no one there. And they're obviously using their title to try and get to people, I'm sure, Michelle.
Yes, and that happens across the board. But it's most concerning when it's happening with law enforcement or government officials, because people are more responsive to that than even a business. And so we need to be sure that we're recognizing those signs and doing what we can to control those situations by either not picking up or hanging up right away.
Well, lottery winnings is another topic where, you know, consumers can be tricked there a little bit, Michelle.
They can. You know, this is that time of year when we see all sorts of sweepstakes, some of them promoted on the television, some legit, but then those impersonators come out. But we have received complaints for consumers already this year that have received a letter. The scammers here sent a formal, legitimate-looking letter to the consumer, which included a fake, non-cashable sample check for over $16,000, and that was to try and gain that consumer's trust. The letter explained that the consumer had been automatically entered in the lottery by making a credit card purchase at a participating grocery store or gas station, and then that resulted in them winning over $1 million to be distributed in monthly increments after fees had been paid. So the letter goes on to ask the consumer to call a phone number, but it warns them that they have had failed attempts to reach them by phone, and this letter was that final notice before their account was canceled and their winnings were lost. So it adds that urgency to the situation. In order to access the winnings, they needed to pay over $10,000 in those fake taxes and fees. And of course, the consumers asked to keep their fake winnings a secret for security and media release purposes because they want to do a big announcement. So they don't want them letting the cat out of the bag and sharing their good fortune with anyone at this point in time. But we need people to rip this letter up and not respond to it.
That's interesting because that would be pretty legitimate. I mean, they could get you on the hook pretty easily, couldn't they?
They could. But, you know, we can see some red flags in this. You know, a prize is a prize. You don't need to pay money to receive it. You might have taxes and fees come out of your winnings, but you don't need to pay out of your pocket in order to receive that prize. And be suspicious of any claim that you've won a lottery or some sweepstakes that you never signed up for. You know, you need to be signing up for these in order to win them. So no matter how real a lottery letter looks, always do your research, verify those claims independently before believing them, and don't let that scammer use those high-pressure tactics like deadlines and final notices steal your own money out of your pocketbook.
Right. I know you would have updates at DadCap, but I'm guessing the lottery office, they would be a resource too, wouldn't they?
They could also be a potential resource. They're not going to be on some of these letters and sweepstakes, but if they indicate any way, shape, or form that it's one of the national lotteries or Wisconsin lotteries, yes, they would be a good alternative to check things out with.
Well, folks are vulnerable when they have a loved one in hospice, and it's really sad to hear that there are some frauders out there taking advantage of people, Michelle.
There are. This one we received from our national partner, the Federal Trade Commission. They report that scammers are targeting older adults with calls, text messages, emails, fake ads, and even door-to-door visits. And the scammers are claiming that they'll set the consumer up with free in-home services like free cooking, cleaning, and home health care. But what they're not telling the consumer is how this is going to happen. What the scammer just wants to commit fraud by signing consumers up for care through Medicare, and then they're going to bill Medicare for all kinds of services in the consumer's name. But what we need to know here is that hospice care is a specialized service. It's often done at home for people with terminal illnesses approaching that end of life, and only a doctor can certify that someone is eligible for hospice care. So if someone is signed up for hospice that doesn't need it, this can actually impact their Medicare coverage in the future when they may need this service. So anyone who tells a consumer differently, that a doctor doesn't need to be involved or that they can sign you up, that is a scam and you need to avoid it.
What are some other things to avoid, Michelle?
Well, never give your Medicare number to someone offering free services like housekeeping or cooking. Medicare just doesn't offer free services like that. And never agree to sign up for hospice care in exchange for perks or gifts like money, gift cards, or groceries. And know that Medicare will never come to your home to sign you up for services. If someone comes to your door, says they're from Medicare, and tries to get you to sign up for services, they're just plain lying, and don't give them any information. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report what is happening and what kind of contacts you've had.
Well, I think the number one resolution is to get in shape. So a lot of people could be looking at gym and fitness center memberships. What is the latest there in terms of ways to stay out of a jam there with scammers?
Well, the first thing is to shop around. You know, before you purchase a gym or fitness center membership, be sure to understand the terms and conditions of any membership that you're looking at, including the length of time and the payment amounts that you'd be responsible for. Understand the fitness center's cancellation policies and ask a customer service representative if you have questions, things like figuring out what's important to you in a fitness center. So what's the location options, the hours, what equipment do they have available? Don't give in to sales pressures. They may ask you to sign up right away or say that this offer is limited time. Still, take your time to make sure you're picking the right one. And again, know the costs. Understand when and how discounts will end, how long you're committing to paying for a membership by taking advantage of them. And then try it out. See if you can get a trial time period before you commit. Ask for that visitor pass so you can see how the facility suits you. Do they have the classes you want during the times that you will be able to use the club? See if there's long lines for equipment. But be sure you're going during the hours that work best for you so you're evaluating it on the right criteria. And then get a sample contract. Read all those terms and conditions of the membership contract before signing and paying anything.
Sometimes some of the new fitness centers might not even be open that long. If it's a new business, you know, maybe struggles a little bit. What happens in that regard?
Yeah, so some new centers close within a short period of time or they fail to open at all, as you mentioned. So contracts must guarantee that unopened locations and services will be available for use within 6 months of signing. If any facility or service becomes unavailable during the length of the contract, the consumer is entitled to choose an adjusted refund or transfer of the unused portion of the membership to any affiliated center. And if they choose a refund, it's the center's responsibility to provide the consumer with the adjusted refund. If another company buys that facility that you join, the new owner may be under no obligation to honor your contract. So keep that in mind for how much you maybe prepay in advance of using services. So if something closes, you're not out a lot of money. If you collect more than $100 before using services, then the facility needs to have proof of financial responsibility on file with DADCAP. So you can call in advance to signing a contract to check out to be sure that that proof of financial responsibility is on file with us.
This is the time of year we start to look at our funds, maybe start to look at canceling subscriptions, like maybe a TV or satellite package or whatever the case might be. Sometimes it's hard to get a hold of anybody to do those cancellations, Michelle.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned a few. It could be those video streaming platforms, phone or cable contracts, magazines, subscription boxes, so many options. But this all starts before you subscribe or agree to any recurring fees. Look at the company's refund, return, and cancellation policy and take note of any cancellation fees. Now, you might already be down the path, so anything new you're going to do, take that step. But if you're making a one-time purchase or starting a free trial, check if you are also agreeing to any automatic renewals. And then while some companies make it difficult to cancel their services because they hope consumers will just become frustrated and give up on trying to end, there are ways. If you can't cancel your subscription in an app, try logging in directly to the company's website because often you can see more options on the full website than on the app and navigate it more easily. And if you're routed to multiple different agents who try different sales pitches to keep you subscribed by phone, have patience. Make sure you've got the allotted time to get through it, but continue to inform them that you want to cancel your service. Keep going with that. And if you just can't get through, contact DADCAP and let us know all the attempts that you've made so we can also assist with making contact with the company to get things canceled.
They do give you the runaround sometimes, don't they?
some do make it more difficult than others. And so we do want to know about those that are making it difficult and not transparent in how to cancel those subscriptions.
All right. We're off on a good track here for the new year, Michelle. And looking ahead to February, what are we going to be talking about next month? Any idea?
So my guess is we'll probably talk and remind everyone about those romance scams that are out there. I'm sure we'll be talking about the top 10 consumer complaints is likely going to be a category, and probably some form of identity theft issues is my guess, based on the timing of things. But in the meantime, if anyone has any questions or concerns that pop up or something to report, reach out to the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128.
All right. Always good to talk to you, Michelle.
Well, you take care and have a great start to the new year.
You bet. Happy New Year. We hope that our conversation can keep somebody out of a jam. That would be our main goal. Michelle Ryan, an administrator from Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection on today's morning show.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or low pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting, gifts, and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small-town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates. Thanks to our guest on the morning show today, Michelle Reinen from Consumer Protection. And we're glad to be able to have her on a regular basis. We have for years on the morning show, but she's become a little bit more popular. I see all kinds of quotes from her on different state organizations and wires and whatnot. So we're glad to be able to have her to share her expertise on ways to keep us out of a jam. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk about the Richland School District. We also want to remind you, coming up a little bit later on this morning, we'll be doing some maintenance work. So WRCO FM 100.9, maybe off the air for a few minutes. We'll be well aware of it. We will continue broadcasting on WRCO.com online during that time, but otherwise we will be off just for a little bit. We apologize for any inconvenience, but some things that need to be done. We've been looking back. Now, it's still early in the year. We've been looking back a little bit at 2024, and we really had some amazing musical guests. And one of my favorites during last year was the group 615 Collective. It's a collection of four artists led by Sarah Darling, who's been on the Grand Ole Opry stage like 97 times. So these are very talented people. They put out a record that a couple of years ago that I just really, it struck me that it was one that should have been number one. And they were in the studio, and we had the chance to chat about that. Do you guys do requests?
Yeah, I think so.
Sure.
Yeah.
It depends on what the request is.
If you know it or not.
It's not Redneck Woman, is it?
No.
We played it. The only reason I say that is because we played a show in North Carolina. And these girls came up to the stage and they were like, "We have a request." And I was like, "Okay." And they mentioned it to the girls, to Nicole and Sarah over here. They're like, "Can you please play like it's our girlfriend's like last night as a single woman or whatever?" And she was getting married, and she's like, she just really wants to hear Redneck Woman. And so they looked over, and I was like, "No." So then they looked over at me, and they're like, "Hey, do you know Redneck Woman? Like, can you play it?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, yeah, we can get through it, right?" And they're like, "Well, we actually don't know the words, so could you just sing it too?" So now during our shows, somehow Redneck Woman ends up on the set list as my song to sing, which is just not fair.
You sing lead on that, huh?
Yeah, well, it's not good.
I'm impressed.
Do you own it, man? It's good.
That's right. I'm so curious what you're.
Yeah, we're curious.
Oh, okay.
All right. What could it be?
Here's the thing, and I'm not just blowing smoke. This is the best song of the decade.
Oh.
Your song, Kindness.
Oh, yeah. That is so sweet.
It came out 2 years ago, but, yeah. You know, since COVID and, like, all the stuff that we're going through in the country right now, we need a little kindness. Would you sing that for us?
100%. That would be awesome.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, and that's something that we wrote as the collective. So that's
we have to kill a little time while she gets around. Oh, okay.
Just go for it.
Okay. Well, Nicole's getting her fiddle going here. We'll just start it.
I'll jump in.
Okay. Sometimes this world feels like it's burning to the ground. There's so much noise, we get lost in the sound. We're all slaying dragons, we think we're on our own. Everybody's got a battle, nobody knows. So share a little kindness, share a little light. Bigger than the darkness, it's gonna be alright. Give a little comfort, give a little hope. All we gotta do is walk each other home. There's a little sanctuary inside every heart. We burn bridges, make it hard. Don't know who needs to hear this or what you're going through, but if you're feeling like I'm feeling, I'll be there for you too. Share a little kindness, share a little light. Bigger than the darkness, it's gonna be alright. Give a little comfort, give a little hope. All we gotta do is walk each other home. Whoa, right here where we are. Whoa, this is how it starts. When we share a little kindness, love a little more, we can leave it better than it was before. Share a little kindness, share a little light. Bigger than the darkness, it's gonna be alright. Give a little comfort, give a little hope. All we gotta do is walk each other. Walk each other home. Walk each other home. Walk each other home.
a favorite musical moment from this last year's morning show, and that was 615 Collective doing the song Kindness live in the studio. Those guys can sure play. Well, we hope you enjoy your day in Southwest Wisconsin, even though it's 18 degrees. Enjoy the sunshine. We'll have more coming up tomorrow on the morning show, and the news from ABC is next.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Oak Orchard Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oak Orchard Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oak Orchard Farm.
Oak Orchard Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oak Orchard Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
WRC.